AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. After 15 months of restrictions, Michigan is open again. It's been difficult, but businesses are now open at 100% capacity. Alyssa Tushman's gym is open near Detroit, but...
Following the rules and doing everything we were supposed to do, we're now operating in Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Jordan Munster's go-kart business is open as well.
I have very high hopes. I'm near 100% confidence that we're going to see a booming experience economy. People who want to travel, people who want to do things.
Limits on indoor gatherings in Michigan like weddings and funerals are gone. It looks like President Biden will not reach his goal to have 70% of adults fully vaccinated by the 4th of July. But the White House says more than 70% of Americans age 30 and older have received at least one dose of a vaccine. Carl Nassib with the Los Angeles Raiders announced it on Instagram.
Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay.
Nicole Williams is founder of the House of Vegas Pride.
I'm so happy for Carl that he felt to do it, and he doesn't know how many more people he's going to impact for just doing that one thing.
The Raiders showed their support, writing "Proud of you, Carl," on their repost of Nassib's message on Twitter and adding a team color black heart emoji. The Federal Aviation Administration says airlines have reported about 3,000 cases of disruptive passengers since January 1st. About 2,300 of those incidents involve passengers who refuse to obey the federal requirement to wear a face mask. Records show the number of people stopped from buying guns through the U.S. background check system hit an all-time high of more than 300,000 last year amid a surge of firearm sales. The records obtained by the group Every Town for Gun Safety and provided to the AP shows the background checks blocked nearly twice as many gun sales in 2020 as in the year before. Stocks have moved higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. AAA says you will have plenty of company traveling around the 4th of July.
AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says close to 48 million Americans are forecast to travel, with most of them driving.
More people are going to be traveling by car this 4th of July period than we've ever had before.
44 million, and it seems higher gas prices are not stopping most people.
A few more pennies at the pump is not going to keep people from hitting the road. People are still going to take their vacations. They'll just figure out another way of working it into the budget.
Gross says his advice for July 4th travel: pack some patience. I'm Julie Walker.
Walt Disney World is planning an 18-month celebration to honor its 50th anniversary. All four parks in Florida will take part in the world's most magical celebration beginning October 1st. That is the day in 1971 Walt Disney World opened. Over the years, Disney expanded with Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.